Well, as Australians worry about how seriously normal life might be disrupted by the pandemic, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has called for businesses to be on, quote, Team Australia. He's calling on companies to cop some losses to keep staff on, also saying Australians should keep spending to get the country through a period of uncertainty. So will his words be heeded? Isabel Rowe filed this report.
Oh, my kettle is coming back.
Business is slow at lunchtime food markets in the Sydney suburb of Chatswood, and food stall owners are already counting their losses.
25-30%.
A loss already?
Yes. For the last 2 weeks now, we have this, unfortunately, the drop of business.
Souvlaki store owner Nicholas Leopoulos puts his drop in sales down to a lack of foot traffic as people attempt to cut their contact with others. But he believes it is for the best.
This is a very serious virus. And everybody, look at what happened in Greece and Italy.
So even though people staying away is bad for you, you think people should do that?
But first come the health of people. We don't want people to die. So if this means drop our business, it's something that we have to suffer.
That's the attitude Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is looking for from Australian business.
This is a Team Australia moment. This is now a time for governments, federal and state, businesses, big and small, as well as Australian consumers to get out there, support their community, support the economy.
Josh Frydenberg is calling on major companies to be community-minded and keep staff employed in the face of profit losses. Monash University Senior Lecturer in Business, Dr. Michael Duffy, thinks that is a reasonable request.
The legal requirement of management of companies is to act, or their duty is owed to the company, to act in the interests of the company and its shareholders. However, there is some flexibility in that, in the sense that management can take an enlightened view of its obligation to the company and to its shareholders. If the revenue streams are not there and are not going to return for some time, they may face some hard decisions. We're all in this together to some degree, and therefore, there has to be a sort of a fair and a reasonable approach to these problems, and that may involve some sharing around, of the downside.
Already, some businesses have succumbed to pressure. Flight Centre has announced it will permanently close 100 stores with an unknown number of job losses as increasing travel restrictions slash demand for overseas trips. When it comes to tackling the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic, office workers in Chatswood aren't sure everyone is on Team Australia.
It seems like every man for himself based on what we see on TV. Yeah.
There's also like racism as well. Chinese business, like local businesses or like small businesses they're getting affected.
Some of them are pretty panicking, like in certain places where you can, even in Chatswood, you can see like people are panicking, but overall, I think everyone is still good.
President of the Australian Psychological Society, Ros Knight, says remaining community-minded will help calm people's anxiety about coronavirus.
Clearly, if you allow your anxiety to take hold and you start engaging in that sort of catastrophic, apocalyptic type of thinking about where we might be in 6 months' time, then yes, you are going to end up in that sort of, well, the only person I'm here really to protect is me. We're a long way away from that. We've just been through the bushfires, and we know that the communities who pull together well will do better out of this than those who try and isolate or do it alone.
President of the Australian Psychological Society, Ros Knight, with our reporter Isabel Rowe.